right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Sitting down here at the Commerce Casino, and people are getting real serious about the game right now.
Yes, you can tell where the real serious competitors have begun to focus, Tim.
So come on down and enjoy yourself. Won't be able to play in the tournament tonight because that's already started, but you can enjoy yourself with the booze.
Oh, yes. I might get some booze going.
You should. You got a car, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get some booze going. Who do I talk to about alcohol?
All right, let's see. What do you want, by the way?
A few hands went up.
You want a wine or what's your...
I want something with vodka.
Wow. All right. Guy's going for it. You want a straight shot? You want to do a shot? I'll do a shot with you.
I'll do a shot with you.
A shot of vodka?
Yeah, but I need something afterwards. I need a lemon or
Like a bed?
I need something after that. And don't make the shot too big, but I need like a... I need like a lemon or something. And then you know what I need after that? Oh, thanks. He left.
Another piece of that log cake?
That log cake was so good, dude.
You have not stopped talking about that log cake.
No, I didn't know. I mean, whenever we come here to the beautiful Sky Room at the Commerce Casino, there's always great food. But I didn't know there would be festive food like for the holidays. And they have Christmas cookies. So I put a bunch of those down my yap, and then I noticed they had a log cake, and I said, oh, my gosh, I haven't had a log cake in like 12 years.
Good for you.
So I
enjoyed it.
Slathered off a piece or two of log cake, man.
All right, gang, if you did not go to high school, we want to talk to you and see what you're doing now. Let's talk to Javier on line two in Santa Clarita. Javier, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
How you guys doing? I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, well, I kind of went through high school, but I just, you know, didn't go to class. Well, let's put it this way.
Hold on a sec. I can't hear him in the...
Hold on, Javier. We don't hear you, buddy. Hold on.
Okay. Hold on. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. We can barely hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So I hated high school pretty much. I didn't graduate. I got my GED. I went to the service for about 8 years. After I got out of the Marine Corps after the war, I went for a private security company overseas. And I make a pretty good income, six-figure income, which I don't think is too bad for somebody with only, you know, 10 years of education.
Were you in the original Gulf War?
No. I'm only 28. I was in this recent one.
Oh, you were?
Oh, wow. Welcome home.
Well, thanks.
How many tours did you serve?
I did one tour. I did the original in 2003, and then from February till about July. And after that, I got out, and I went to for a private security company overseas, and pretty much did the same thing. I just got paid a whole lot more for it, though.
Javier, that's great. That works out really well. Is there a chance they could call you
Not
back?
No.
Good.
Hey, how? No. By the way, you obviously have buddies who are still in the Marine Corps. You will for the rest of your life.
Right.
How are we doing over there?
You know what? The morale is good. People are, you know, from what I've talked to, some of my captains are still in. They say everything is good. It wasn't as bad as it was maybe a year and a half ago, if you guys remember that. But
yeah, I think it's getting better, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, things are getting better every day. That's what they're saying. But it can't get any worse. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right, that's a good answer. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling, dude. And service, man.
Thank you.
The bravest guys on the planet are going over that part of the world.
We're sitting here doing what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
Right.
And they're dodging landmines.
Yeah, we get a scratchy throat. We call in sick. They get their leg blown off and they keep shooting.
In fairness, I get a scratchy throat. I call in sick. You don't have to drag yourself down with me, Tim.
All right. Sorry about that, dude. I didn't mean to step on your sick days.
No, I don't. I just hate to see you diminish yourself.
I see.
Just to make me feel like I've got, you know, camaraderie here.
All right. Here's a guy who had an opposite life. Ralph in Los Angeles on line six. Ralph, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right. You left high school what, 10th grade?
Ninth grade. It was ninth grade, 10th grade. Yeah, first year, 10th grade.
First year, 10th grade. All right.
Yeah.
By the way, there is only 1 year of 10th grade, so you left.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first year. My first year is 10th. I just dropped out.
All right. And what did you do?
All right.
That's when crack and weed was very popular in the early 80s.
Oh.
So I made a lot of money and told myself to make an X amount of money that I needed to get to. So when I got 21, I could start, you know, investing in certain things. Like
how much did you make?
Well, I made my first meal by the time I was probably 19.
$1 million?
Yeah, that was my goal. So I ended up buying a lot of property. Like now I own probably about seven houses, three buildings. I'm getting in the process of buying a house in Vegas, so.
Right. Well, it's encouraging to a lot of people to go that direction. Then.
And you never finished high school?
Never finished high school. Stepped in maybe the first 2 weeks of class, and just it wasn't for me. I was making too much money on the side.
Did you ever get busted?
I did a three-year stretch.
You say that as if it was you could do that in your sleep.
Right.
3 years in prison?
Yeah, well, it was juvenile at the time because I was underage.
Right.
Oh, you're fine.
Right.
And so you kicked ass, man.
Well, you know, I took a risk, and school wasn't for me. So, you know, hey, you know, I'm one of the lucky ones that came out from that early 80s, you know, big explosion of certain types of drugs.
Right. And you capitalized on it. You saw a market there.
Yeah, well, you know, when you grew up in the hood, you know, it's really, you know, I chose
what neighborhood you grew up in?
Yeah, well, you know, I got a son in college now, so I'm doing the opposite with my kids.
Where'd you grow up though? What neighborhood?
I grew up in South Central LA.
Oh, did you sell drugs?
I call it the herb business.
Yes, right. Yes. So you sold drugs.
I guess you could call it that.
Really?
Well, you know, I never heard anybody that didn't got it coming.
Hey, Ralph, I heard you bought a 20-acre place up in Santa Barbara.
No, I didn't buy no 20-acre.
No, that was not Ralph.
No.
Please be quiet.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
There you go. Thank you. I bought 20 acres and 5,000 square feet.
Wow.
$2.5 million.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think he said that.
Got
on
a
the
compound up
somebody
there.
Somebody told me, yeah.
Wow. All right, guy's kicking ass.
But at least he's humble about it, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you got to let people know what you're doing in life.
You do?
All right, let's talk to another Javier in Glendale on line 3. Javier, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
All right, you didn't finish high school, huh?
No, I'm same like the other guy. I wasn't selling drugs, though. I just walked out like 10th grade.
10th grade?
Yeah.
And what are you doing now?
Now I'm working for a big distributor. We're on the wholesale business. We are actually tires and wheels for a living now. So.
And what do you make a year?
Like $70,000 a year.
You're doing well.
Okay.
All right. I see Bob Moore walking around. That's not a good sign.
That's our general manager and president, who seems to be.
Can you come up here? Are you out? Jesus Christ! Right. Are you really out? Oh Christ Almighty! That is not good for us because he gets pissed at the sales staff tomorrow. Bob Moore is the general manager of KLSX, everybody.
It'll be an ugly Friday for the sales staff. Yes, let's hear it for our
gentleman. Yeah, and he got his ass kicked up.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Hung himself. All right. The blinds have moved up to 50 to 100. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Hey, David Mosikin, blinds, 50, 100?
He's drunk.
Yeah.
David?
Bobo, 50, 100? Is that right, ma'am? 50 to 100. All right, the blinds, 50, 100. Good luck, everybody. All right, 520-9710 is our main number here in Southern California. And 888-520-9710. We'd like to talk specifically to people who did not graduate high school and find out how you turned out.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
How are things now?
Yeah. All right, you want to take the shot on the air?
Yeah, let's take the shot on the air.
All right, this is a shot of... smells like Grey Goose. Is that right? Grey Goose? Okay.
I haven't done this in a while.
All right. Here's a...
I think 8 o'clock this morning.
You don't need a lime with it, do you?
No, afterwards I need to suck the lime.
You do. What about a glass of water or something?
All right. I'll get to that after.
All right. Salute. Happy holidays. Here we go. Mm.
Mm. Ah, God.
Wow. Jesus Christ. All right. Man. Ice cube or something. Then.
Babu.
God almighty. Was that bottle in somebody's trunk?
Oh.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the general manager of KLSX Free FM in Los Angeles, Bob Moore, everybody.
Sell some spots.
Come on, Bobby,
God damn it. Somebody sell some inventory.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
What happened to you?
A lot. First, I wore the wrong glasses. I couldn't see any of the cards.
Oh, now that's an excuse I haven't heard.
I've never heard that before.
I couldn't see the cards.
I had trouble seeing the cards.
Didn't they? By the way,
I never graduated high school.
Is that right?
Are you kidding?
I dropped out in the ninth grade.
Wow, look at you. And you're making, I won't say it on the air, but over $1 million bucks a year. That's why.
I've got a medical degree, but I dropped out of ninth grade. No, actually, I did. I graduated from high school.
You did, but you didn't go on to college.
No, I went to college.
You did?
And graduated with a degree in?
Marketing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, well, that's why the station's kicking in.
Which led me to no career.
Yeah, now, 11 years ago, by the way, next week it'll be 11 years that I'm with the station. I don't know if you know that.
Whoa,
But I don't know. I mean, I've out-survived everybody, including Howard Stern. What a miracle. But I remember when I started working for the station, your daughter came into the station a couple weeks after I had started working there, and she was 11 years old.
Yeah, it's sad.
The little tiny girl walking around the station, 11 years old. She's now 22 and in college.
Yes.
And kicking ass.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, probably the scariest moment of my life was when my daughter's best friend was one of the spokesmodels at your last at your last poker tournament here at the Fabulous Commerce Casino.
Was that kind of a reality check?
Yeah, that was a real reality check, trust me.
You're so pissed off.
That's
about
what I decided
it.
Never to come to another event. But I want to stop before I do anything else and thank everybody at the Commerce Casino. The Mazikians have done an incredible job here.
Yes. Right.
This is a phenomenal event. It's a great tournament.
Yes, it is.
And
yeah.
I love getting knocked out early every time.
You know, Bob, I didn't want to bring it up, but since you bring it up, it is true that every event, at least that I can recall, you're pretty early up here on stage explaining how you got knocked out.
2 years in a row. Remember, 1 year I was the first guy knocked out with pocket aces.
I remember that.
The second year I came back, and Norm MacDonald and Drew Carey both told me, that's a good sign. If you can get it right out of the box, pocket aces. I got knocked out about 7 minutes in with pocket aces the second year. The third year I lasted maybe 25, 30 minutes. I don't know how long I made it tonight.
I think you did better
tonight. You made about a half hour tonight.
I threw a lot of hands in.
But you know what's great is that you get to enjoy traffic on the way down now and on the way home.
Oh, yeah. No, well,
you don't have to wait
till
11.
Fortunately, I love traffic. Traffic is my life.
Is that good?
Well, no, seriously. We're in the radio business.
Yes,
this
Bob.
This is Los Angeles.
You know what, Bob? That is so true. And you know, the truth is, Bob, if you talk about traffic or talk about the weather, they'll never change the station.
Well,
that's right, Rick.
And Rick, seriously.
Oh,
we're in a town where there is no mass transit.
No, there is.
There's no transportation other than the automobile.
Bob, you're so right about that. There is no mass transit other than the automobile. So people have like a rolling apartment that is their car. But Bob, I wanted to get back to something that maybe we talked about earlier. God love you and God love everybody over there. I just don't want to work by the La Brea tar pits.
Sometimes it's tough, Rick. Seriously. That commute from Toluca Lake, going over the hill, Barham is a killer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially at 4:30 in the morning. God damn, I just didn't want to do it.
They pack them in there.
You know what? So, Bob, I love you. Just pass.
Now, Tim, someone told me that Louis Anderson was coming in today.
Yeah, we got the ladies and gentlemen. Live from Las Vegas, Louis Anderson. Nice to see you, man.
Oh, hi.
How you been, dude?
Hi, everybody. So good to see everybody. Hi. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Louis.
Hey, do you gamble? I didn't know that you gambled.
Yes, usually penny slots.
Oh, penny slots. You know, when I go to Vegas, I love the slots. And you know what? I like to go to Caesars and play the progressive slots. But the best buffet is at the Luxor. I love it.
Who guessed?
I really do. And you know what I really like to do?
Hey, you got to talk to the mic there, Louie. Louie. You got to
speak in.
You literally got to talk to the mic.
Mandalay Bay.
Ah, there you go. All right, Louis Anderson, everybody. Yeah, the king of comedy.
The cafe at Bellagio. I love it.
All right, we got to... Ow! God damn it, Bob, please. Oh, he just punched me in the ribs. You got to sell some spots. All right, we'll run the commercials.
Sell Jesus some Christ. Spots. Jesus Christ, Tim.
How does it make me feel that Sarah Anderson is
still in it?
Is still in the match.
And yeah. You're on stage explaining how you, quote, couldn't see the cards. You brought the wrong glasses.
I brought the wrong glasses.
Chris Ancelotis is out too, right?
Chris Ancelotis is out.
Out. Everybody at the station. Bob, you're out too?
Bob, can I ask a sensitive question?
Sure.
If you couldn't see the cards, how are you going to see the freeway on the way home?
Well, that's an issue.
That is an interesting question. They should have played with the big comedy cards.
Like that's what I needed. By
from
the way,
from my Joker's wife.
Right, this big, yeah, that's right.
All right, we got to take a break. Can you stay with us?
Certainly.
All right, Bob Moore, general manager, man, of 97.1 Free FM. It is Conway and Whitman, and we are live at the Commerce Casino. So come on down here, and we're going to have a couple more shots here. Holiday shots. Can you handle another one?
Oh, jeez.
All right, it's Conway and Whitman, and we're going to be drunk soon here on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM, sitting at the Commerce Casino in the city of Commerce. Come on down. It's off the 5 freeway, just south of the 710, north of the 605.
Yeah, man.
And this is sort of our holiday show as well. It's the last live remote we do for the year, which gives Bob Moore, the general manager, sort of goosebumps that we're not going to be out doing any more remotes and make any more money from the station.
It's true.
At least for this year.
Right.
If you're in the area of the Commerce Casino, this is the last chance to come and see Conway and Whitman before the end of the year. So
yeah.
come on down.
And Bob Moore joins us from from KLSX, the general manager. How long have you been general manager there?
1980, so one.
Wow.
You've been the general manager since 1981?
Right, 27 years.
Holy Christ. 27 years.
Bob, can I say something?
In radio, that's a little odd to be at the same station for that long.
Can I say something that might kind of rub you the wrong way?
Right.
You're in love with him?
I was 8 when you became the general manager.
I was 17 in 1981, so I had a fast rise to the top.
Yes, you did, and you've stayed with the same company.
I was 30 years old. I was the youngest general manager in Los Angeles.
Is that right?
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
what was the background before that? Sales.
5 years in prison. Folsom. Right. No, actually, I was in sales and radio, went to television for 4 years, ran back to radio.
You sold television? You sold commercials?
I was a salesman. I worked as a salesperson for Channel 7.
Okay.
And I was a sales manager for Channel 13.
And you also worked with Don Burns in sales, right?
Yes, at KRLA.
Yeah, Don Burns is with The Wave.
94.7.
He said, this is the difference between me and Bob Moore in sales. He goes, I would sell like 15 companies a week, and Bob would sell 6. But one of my companies actually gave me a check, and 6 of his companies gave them a check.
Well, that's the important part.
The secret to sales.
Yeah, closing it.
Actually, the secret to sales.
Is getting the check.
Yeah, getting the money.
Right.
It always counts.
And Dave Harden, who is with us tonight, he's with Covenant Mortgage.
Yeah, he's down here somewhere.
He gave me a great tip, and maybe you obviously in sales you know this, but when you have the deal and the deal is closed, shut the F up.
No,
stop
right.
selling.
That's the first rule of sales.
Right. Once you have the deal.
The first one, when a deal is done, the first one to talk loses. In other words, shut up.
Right.
Because people talk their way right out of a sale. They close it and then they talk themselves right out of it.
You mean the actual salesperson, the person doing the selling.
Right.
Right. They have the deal and then the guy goes, oh, plus I can do this, this, and this. And he starts...
Right.
Wait a minute. And he gets confused. He goes, F it, I'm out of here.
So Bob, honest advice to anybody, and there's so many people who listen to us who do sell. They might not sell radio or television, but they're salespeople. You would recommend, as a guy who's been the general manager since 1981, if you're like at a lunch tomorrow and you're selling a guy, say 15, 20 minutes into the lunch, you've closed the deal. You would recommend for the balance of the lunch, just talk about something else?
Yes.
Yeah, stop talking about the deal?
There are two secrets to sales. And I taught Malibu Dan both these secrets before he left and went into the sales profession.
Yes.
One of them is smoking a lot of pot.
Yeah. He had that one down. No.
Bob didn't have to teach him.
First one is show up.
Oh.
That's a big, big plus.
Is that a big one? Right. And then the second one is?
And the second one is ask for the order.
Ask.
So many people are afraid to do.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Right. All right. Good. Excellent.
Ask for the order.
Just ask for it.
Right.
And speaking of that, guy, we have a lot of sort of like family members who are, they don't work at the station. They're not in sales. They're not on the air. And they're not in production. But they're advertisers that come in, you know, some come and go. But it's always nice to see a family member come back, like Michael Rosberg is coming back.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, with taxresolution.com. And it's nice to see, like, the sit and sleep. You know, it's nice to see, you know, Larry.
17 years.
17 years with the station.
17 years he's been with us.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a bigger part of the station than, you know, a lot of people on the air.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but again, I think we have to go back to two quick things. One is 11 years for Tim Conway.
Thank you very much.
That's a great run.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's fantastic. You've done a great job.
Thank you, sir. Out-survived everybody at the station.
And we have a special treat also planned for everybody between Christmas and New Year's to salute all of our advertisers. Something we're planning.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Well, that's
cool.
Great.
All right, excellent. All right. And so Pink Slips in January, is that promotion still on?
Yeah, we're working on that one.
All right. All right, Bob Moore, the general manager, everybody, of KLSX 97.1 Free FM. All right, we got to take a break. We are live at the Commerce Casino. Come on down and enjoy the evening here. And we'll see you here at the Commerce. Conway and Whitman, live on 97.1 Free FM.